Hey, beauty. You're listening to episode 7 of the Beautiful You podcast. What is up, you guys? It's your girl, Kayla, and welcome to the Beautiful You podcast, the podcast that will inspire you to live audaciously and unapologetically love yourself. If you have not yet done so, hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about your BS. Yes, you heard that right. We're going to be talking about your BS. But it might not be exactly what you think it is. Today, we're not going to be talking about your bullshit, but we are going to be talking about your belief system. We all got them. Some are good, some are bad. But I'm going to help you break through your negative belief systems in this episode so you can start living more confidently today. Many people fail to understand that their childhood significantly impacts the person that they are in present day. Typically, people disregard their past has a huge impact on who they are because of one of four different reasons. These four reasons include avoidance, denial, invalidation, and uncertainty. Now, the most common reason is invalidation, but I'm going to give you an in-depth understanding of each of these four reasons within this episode so you can determine which reason or reasons resonate with you the most. Now, before we get into the fine details, I want to talk to you about just how important it is that you not only acknowledge the negative impacts of your childhood, but also address them. I worked as a social worker for years before starting my own business as a mindset coach. And during my time working as a social worker, I realized that it was so common for so many therapists, social workers, and counselors to disregard people's childhoods and pasts altogether. And this honestly just blew my mind. A lot of talk therapy is centered around addressing someone's current struggles. But by doing that, so many professionals miss the importance of addressing people's pasts as well. But without reflecting on your childhood and the other factors of your past, you'll never truly heal from the things that have happened to you and the things that you've experienced. People who avoid their pasts and suppress the unwanted emotions that are brought up from their pasts often find themselves unable to overcome their adversities and be true to themselves. Old habits die hard, and if you fall into this extremely common mistake, you'll find yourself replaying the same narrative and self-sabotaging yourself over and over again. Why? Because you've never taken the time to fully face your past and the experiences that have negatively shaped you. By acknowledging and addressing your past, you empower yourself to heal and overcome adversity. You learn how to become resilient. But suppressing your emotions is not the same as healing from your past, because healing from your past requires you to feel your emotions fully. Now, typically when I talk about how important it is for people to address their negative childhood experiences, people initially think of trauma, like sexual abuse, physical abuse, or verbal abuse. But these aren't the only things that negatively impact our childhoods. Adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs for short, are traumatic events that can have negative, long-lasting impacts on health and well-being. But abuse is only under one of the three categories of ACEs. And the other two categories include neglect and dysfunction. Now let's talk a little deeper about each of these other two categories. Neglect can either be physical or emotional, and whether this has a negative impact on one's health and wellness down the road is completely subjective to the individual experiencing the neglect. So for example, someone might not be negatively impacted in the future by their emotionally distant parent, whereas another person who had a parent that never hugged or kissed them when they were younger might. And this is the area where a lot of mommy or daddy issues actually come from. Let's say you grew up in a single mother household, and whenever you saw your dad, he was always physically distant from you, never hugged or kissed you, And then years down the road, your romantic partner began to state that they feel as though you don't give them enough physical touch. Commonly, this is a learned behavior from childhood that comes from both physical and emotional neglect. And many people are unaware that they have these unaddressed experiences in the first place. Now, I want you to note here that typically the mother takes on the nurturer role, and typically the father takes on the role of security. And although this isn't always the case, without having a two-parent household or having parents of the same sex, this is where things become complicated and roles become unclear. Now, I'm not saying that if you grew up in a single-parent household or have parents of the same sex that you're screwed, but these are just factors that can make it more difficult to decipher roles. Now, the third category of adverse childhood experiences is dysfunction. And this can include things like having a family member or someone close to you that was either incarcerated, struggled with substance abuse, experienced poverty, was bullied, experiencing death at a young age, having violence in the home, and/or struggling with mental illness. There are a very wide variety of different things that fall under the category of dysfunction. But typically, this is the most common area that is overlooked when addressing negative childhood experiences. So now that we've covered the different categories of adverse childhood experiences, let's talk more about the four main reasons why people disregard that their past has a huge impact on the person that they are today. As mentioned before, these four reasons include avoidance, denial, invalidation, and uncertainty. Starting with the most common, let's talk about invalidation. Typically, people invalidate that their past has a huge impact on the person that they are today because they don't want to believe that their experiences are valid enough to significantly impact their life negatively. Because of this, they then push these negatively impacting experiences into their subconscious or unconscious minds. And this is where people start to become completely unaware that they have trauma or experiences that they need to heal from. This in return is why most people commonly suppress their emotions, because they don't feel as though the experiences that have impacted them are significant enough to be negatively impacted by. The second reason is avoidance. Avoidance occurs as many people want to avoid reliving their past in fear of uncovering years of pent-up drama. And because of their avoidance, they are never truly able to move on to a more confident, fulfilling life. The other side to this is the skeptics, who also fall into this category. These are the people who fail to understand that their past reflects their current self. Because of this belief, people with this mindset oftentimes become stuck in the never-ending cycle of limiting beliefs and self-sabotage. Denial is the third reason and is the opposing side of avoidance. Denial commonly occurs when someone is aware of some of the experience of their past that have contributed to their mindset, but they deny that they need to do further reflection on their past to create a more limitless future. Now, denial is almost as negatively impacting as avoidance is, because with denial, people tend to think that they've overcome all the adversities of their past and think that they've healed or reached a higher self, when in reality, they've only dug the surface of their personal development journey. And this is something that I truly want you to avoid, because the one thing that's worse than not being able to address your past at all is only being able to address the certain parts of your past that you feel strong enough to handle. And the final reason why people disregard that their past has a huge impact on who they are is uncertainty. People who have constantly lived their lives through the expectations and approval of others never really understand what they want from life. This is because they've been so used to always playing it small and making decisions trying to make other people happy that they've never truly been able to learn how to make themselves happy. Ultimately, there's one similarity between avoidance, denial, invalidation, and uncertainty. And that is fear. Whether it's fear of what other people will think of you, fear of the unknown, or fear of being vulnerable, fear is the root cause to all of these manifestations. So by now you've probably thought, Hey, that's me, at least once throughout this episode. So now I want you to decide, what is the reason why you're afraid to acknowledge and address your past? And I know, initially you're going to fight me on this and say that you've had a great childhood and nothing has negatively impacted you. But we've all got demons, and we've all got skeletons in our closet. But you have a choice. And with that choice, you can either choose to avoid and ignore your past, and it will keep playing on repeat, or you can choose to step out of the shadows and take control of your life by making peace with your past. The choice is yours. If you like this episode, please hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And please, please, please share this episode to your stories on Instagram and tag this podcast to share this episode with other people and hopefully inspire another person the same way it has inspired you. I appreciate you, and don't forget to audaciously and unapologetically love yourself today. See you next time, beauty.